Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Prolonged sunny spells.
Hey everybody, this is Patrick Foster. I want to welcome you to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs on behalf of Jim Linehan. We are into May 2024 new music, and just want to make a brief notation. If you're listening to this today, it is June 20th, and that is the first day of Suburbs Fest. I want you to be that person who gets on a plane, a train, or an automobile impulsively and goes to Rockford, Illinois on a whim to attend at least one night of Suburbs Fest. You can do it. We're all here. Come and join us and have some fun. Also want to mention that Roger Grace is on today's podcast. I want to thank him, as always, for all his contributions and especially for his commiseration of Norwich losing in the playoffs, as well as his team, MK Dons. And Crawley Town is on the list. We officially hate Crawley Town for knocking MK Dons out of the playoffs. But I also want to say many of you know Nicholas Nygaards in our community and his team. They did it. Consecutive promotions. They're back in the Premier League, so everybody should be really pulling in the next Premier League season for Ipswich Town, because they're a great story, and we want to see the Tractor Boys stay up there in the Premier League, because Norwich is coming up next year, so we can have the derby in the Premier League. And finally, we're about to hear the wonderful work of Niklas as we introduce the May 2024 new music picks from Harris King. But I think Roger Grace is at the point where he deserves a theme song too, don't you think? Somebody out there throwing down a challenge. Theme to Roger Grace. Maybe it'll sound a little something like this.
Eins, zwei, Polizei. Drei, vier, Offizier. Fünf, sechs, alte Hex. Sieben, acht, Harris King.
About Wolford College whilst watching baseball and enduring the withering disdain of his cat Dreyfus. The Braves are his team, and sometimes his new music picks are brave too.
Hello, Rocking the Suburbs. This is Harris King in South Carolina, where it's getting warmer and warmer. I like it that way. I am calling in about May new music. It was a wonderful month for new music. I had a really difficult time narrowing it down to two picks. Some honorable mentions, though, I'll mention real quick, are Blushing out of Austin, I think. They came out with an album called Sugarcoat that I really, really like. Hannah Vu released Romanticism. It's wonderful as well. Dead returned with an album called Poetry. They're from Chicago, and it's outstanding as well. And even Big Head Todd and the Monsters returned with an album called Her Way Out that I really like. I think it's their first albums in several years. So check those out, too, if you get a chance. But my first pick is a band called Habibi. They're based out of Brooklyn, but I think the two main members are originally from Detroit, and the lead singer is of Iranian descent. The name of the album, by the way, is Dream Machine, all one word, Dream Machine. And the song I picked from the album is called On the Road. I think it's autobiographical about her family moving from Iran in 1979, which of course is the time of the Iranian Revolution. So let's give a little bit of a listen there. My second pick is a band out of Australia called Girl and Girl. I think they're from the bush. That's what I read. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I figure it's pretty rural. They're not from one of the big cities in Australia. The name of the album is Call a Doctor, and it was released on Sub Pop Records, which is cool that they made it over to the U.S. record label, which makes it pretty available for us here in the United States. And the song I am choosing is the title track, Call a Doctor. It's very jangly. I love it so much. And I think some other jangle pop enthusiasts in the community will love it as well. I'm talking to you, Nick Scalera. Here's Call a Doctor.
Call him.
Thanks, everybody. I look forward to hearing everybody else's pick this month. Keep rocking the suburbs.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the suburbs community, and not forgetting Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. This is Roger Grace in a beautiful sunny and prolonged sunny spells in Scotland, Montrose, with my May new music picks. May's been a very strange month. Patrick and I can be commiserating each other that both Norwich and MK Dons absolutely tanked out of the football playoffs and remain in the respective divisions for next season. I've got two new music picks for you for this month and a play-out song, if you would please. And not in my picks is we've had the album here from Mammoth Penguins, the Cambridgeshire-based group. They are absolutely fantastic. The album is already a serious challenger for my album of the year for this year. And if people want to know what do they sound like, well, just think of an English version of the Beths. I can't say any more than that. I keep playing this album. It is fantastic. Please, please go out and buy it, download it, whatever. You won't regret it. We've also had Jules Holland return on TV, and hopefully you get to see him in BBC America. And he had the lovely Rachel Chinariri on, who's got a new album out called What a Devastating Turn of Events. That's well worth a listen. That was released this month. My first pick is from the Glaswegian singer-songwriter who I've mentioned before, Lindsay Clark. She's a bit quirky. She's got a new song out called Lemons, and it's got a very, very quirky video with it. She's well worth a listen. I do like her, and hopefully she'll be on tour again later in the year.
My mind is focused on a man who is sleeping on me, and when he wakes, I'll be gone with the change of the universe has a plan. It is waiting for me. It's all out of my hands. Take a breath. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
My mind is focused on the child that is scared within me. I let her down as a choice. Forgiveness is key. The universe has a plan. It is waiting for me. The first day will be hard. Then it's easy, easy. It's all.
My second pick, we're going into country here, and I know this will seem pretty mainstream to people in America, but country really hasn't massively, massively taken off in the UK. And on the back of the awards that she's won recently and an appearance on Jules Holland, I'd like you to play Lainey Wilson's new single, Hang Tight Honey. Never heard of Lainey. She's a big fan of Dolly Parton, can understand why. She has a lot of Dolly's vocal mannerisms as well. Playout song I'd like for you to play. As I mentioned last month, I went to see the Cadillac 3 in Edinburgh recently, and one of the support acts there is a gentleman called Stephen Wilson Jr. Never heard of Stephen Wilson before. I think he is going to end up being someone quite big over the next year or so. He had an album out last year called Son of a Dad, which is a really, really long album. It's well over an hour, which is a very rare thing these days. And the song I'd like you to play from that is called Year to Be Young, 1994. It really is a great song. Anyway, that's enough rambling from me. Hope everyone has fun. I'm off to see the baseball this weekend down in London with my beloved New York Mets playing the Philadelphia Phillies. And we've also got the global phenomenon called Taylor Swift hit in Edinburgh. So fortunately, I won't be there around when she's here because it's going to be chaos this weekend. So long, farewell, goodbye.
I must admit, I felt the flame. Kurt Cobain, a Fender Mustang. MTV brought me up. This is your brain on drugs. I won't forget that first girlfriend that got me into Boys to Men. And I grew up a lot that year. My sweatshirt said no fear. Ha. My life was a stereo. Show's over, I'll come home. When that is, I don't know. Teen spirit in the air before we all own cell phones. Study hall passing notes. Yes, no, or I don't care.
Warmer and warmer. I like it that way.